Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 3 of Vertex. I am your host, Roberto. That's funny, I keep almost saying my Twitch name, Hobbs182, but whatever. So welcome to episode 3. Today, honestly, I didn't have a theme, but one thing I've been thinking a lot about lately is fan servers. So, quick background. So, I mean, everybody who's listened to this already knows I game a lot, right? Probably too much. So what is a fan server? A fan server is a server, for a game that no longer has online service. So for example, like old school games, you know, super old PC games, mostly MMOs, PS2 era, Xbox One era, stuff like that. So the first time, The first time I saw a fan server or the mention of a fan server, I honestly didn't know this was possible. I thought, you know, obviously games come online, they'll take them offline whenever they feel like it, and it's done, whatever, right? Basically, you'll never see that again. But I remember it was PSO, Phantasy Star Online. So I never played it. Honestly, damn, I've never played any Phantasy Star ever. Well, I didn't have a Dreamcast back then, much less, you know, going online. I was probably in high school, maybe junior in high school, or freshman in high school, whatever. But, you know, it slipped past me. I never, you know, had a console. So back in the early 2000s, 2003, that's when I really got online, and I started, you know, just browsing. And that's one of the first things I found in gaming, like, because I was looking up Dreamcast stuff, right? And since you could, you know, basically burn a disc and, you know, play burn games on a Dreamcast. But somehow I stumbled upon the server, and you know, there were some steps involved. Honestly, above my head, I think there was some port forwarding, stuff like that. Shit, I still have never done port forwarding to this day in my life. So, you know, obviously I let that pass. That was the PS2 era, so Resident Evil Outbreak was out, Final Fantasy 11 was out. I gave those a try. Well, I mean, hardcore into Outbreak. So what was it? Well, Outbreak, actually, I mean, again, right, my Resident Evil nerdiness. So once Outbreak went offline, I think it was 2007, I want to say. I think it did go offline in 2007. And I said, ah, whatever. And I mean, I don't throw my stuff away. Actually, my buddies make fun of me. They call me a hoarder. But I don't hoard. I just, like, honestly, I feel bad getting rid of my stuff. Like, for example, like that, right? That PS2 works perfectly fine. I bought it maybe 03, 04 as well. But for example, just because the one game I really, really played didn't exist anymore, that's no reason for me to throw it away, right? There's hundreds of games that I still have yet to play on the PS2 and, you know, Stone Cold Classics, especially in the RPG section. But I basically, you know, just put away, and it just came to me. I just said, one day somebody's going to figure it out, and I'll be able to play Outbreak online again. So, you know, fast forward to, what is it, 2014, 2015, I think. I honestly, for example, I'm on Twitter, but I don't live on Twitter. I just like to check out, you know, basically just small snippets. Whenever I check Twitter, I check like the first 10 messages. Well, the 10 posts of people I follow, and if, you know, if it caught my attention, cool. If not, then that's it. I close it. I don't stay on there. If somebody messages me, yeah, you know, I'll interact, no doubt. But I saw somebody post, I have a Resident Evil, I follow the tag Resident Evil. So somebody posted that Outbreak was back. So I checked it, and, you know, I was in Mexico at the time on vacation. So a few weeks later, once I got back to the States, I looked into it, and, you know, my hoarding, my quote unquote hoarding came in, came in handy. So I still had the original PS2 fat with the Final Fantasy 11 hard drive, which I bought for Outbreak. I bought the whole pack, right? And you needed a USB, a Action Replay, and the way it worked, you needed to flash, well, yeah, is it called flash? Flashing your memory card, free McBoot, or free memory card boot, whatever you want to call it. So the good thing there is I had the stuff needed, right? So I checked out the site. What you had to do was create an account on the forum. Your username and password were your login credentials for the server. So I thought that was really cool. So it took me about 2 days, I think, to get it, to be able to get online, managed to do it, everything worked fine, and people were playing, and holy shit, you know, it was great. So another game that has also come online as well is Metal Gear 3. So what people call Metal Gear Online 1, which is the online portion of Metal Gear Solid 3, and Metal Gear Online 2, which is the online portion of Metal Gear 4. So both of those games are back online. I think actually the dude that worked on the Outbreak server was one of the dudes who helped out on the Metal Gear stuff. But ever since I found the Outbreak server, you know, got me thinking, man, what would I do? If I obviously, you know, that's one thing I wish I knew how to do, but I don't. You know, that's out of my wheelhouse. You know, it's code, it's net code, it's getting your hands on old what are they called? Packets? Are they called packets? I think they're called packets, yeah. So, you know, to analyze them, check how shit works, reverse engineer it, whatever. Dude, I can't do that. So a few months ago now, because I'm on the Outbreak forum, right? That's how I log into the Outbreak server. So I logged in and the dudes released it open source. They made the announcement a few weeks later. It wasn't GitHub. It's like GitHub, but not GitHub. I forget the name of it. So I downloaded it, checked it out. At first, I was like, oh crap, I'm not. I actually blackmailed one of my buddies to help me into getting this working. But once I actually read the documentation and everything in the download folder, it's basically just typing in Linux commands, which I'm familiar with, you know, to an extent. So, you know, I dusted off an old nettop that I have, that I used to use a lot back in the day. So installed what was it called? Debian? Is it pronounced Debian or Debian? Debian, D-E-B-I-A-N, 10, whatever. And I started messing with it there, and I got, what you need to do is, you know, you need to download a few dependencies. You need to get Apache up and running, and then you gotta do some work for the PS2 side. So that's where I got stuck, and actually, it wasn't that bad, but there were, well, at least I'm guessing in my experience, there were some parts of the guide that were not written, I don't want to say correctly, but I mean, for example, me, who I've been messing around with Linux since like 2012, I saw that there was stuff missing, but I was like, okay, I'm supposed to do this here, which I, you know, I could piece myself together. But for, I mean, I can imagine for someone who has never messed with Linux, you know, damn, I'm pretty sure there's no way they could have figured it out. And actually on the forum, apparently one dude got it working, but that's it. Like, there's been no announcement reading like, hey, I'm going to run my own server or stuff like that. And because I actually got a Raspberry Pi for it, and, you know, I had never gotten one, but I said, oh, you know, it would be cool, get this working. And the reason for that, besides it being Resident Evil and one of the games I play the most, is I think there's a lot of cool things people could do with fan service, but they don't do. Now, I'm assuming the reason for that is because, you know, you're reverse engineering, you know, 20 plus year old tech. So obviously, you know, one person looking at it, you know, you could only get so much accomplished, right, without official documentation. But for example, like on the Outbreak server, you know, again, the cool thing is your forum credentials or your login credentials to the server. So, you know, same screen name, all that. You could actually, there's actually a tab where you could see how many people are online, what games they're playing. And but the thing is that that's basically it. Now, I started thinking once they released the server, I told my buddy, you know, it would be cool, first of all, get it up and running, get it integrated into the site, because it would also be cool to show, you know, who's playing Outbreak 1 or Outbreak 2. That way, if anybody wants to join, you know, they can make their decision. They're all jump on Outbreak 2, there's more people playing. Or I'll jump on Outbreak 1, there's nobody in Outbreak 2. And like, that could be done, right? The guys from Outbreak server did it. But one thing I wanted to do was, you know, take it a step further. For example, games could be broken. And what I mean by that is, for example, GTA San Andreas, right? It's one of the most, a lot of people say it's the best GTA, I don't know. I played GTA. I've never played that one, but people say it's the best one, right? So on PC, some dudes basically enabled, I think it was 32 or 64 player multiplayer on GTA San Andreas. So, dude, that's cool as hell, right? Because basically that game is a single player game. So apparently, like, people just go around the city causing chaos, running around and driving golf carts, you know, shooting the place up, whatever. I actually think they built some golf carts, like racing tracks. So that's cool, right? So there's a community there. So for example, an outbreak, once a game starts, the people that are in that game, four players max, are locked in that game. So like, let's say, now if one person dies, I get it, okay, you have three left. And if people keep dying, right, that's fine. But what sucked about Outbreak back in the day on official servers is you would join a room, and of course retards wouldn't lock the room. So you come in and like, hey dude, leave. Like, no, dude, I'm here to play. But apparently they're waiting for a buddy, and of course geniuses didn't put a password on it. Even if the password was like AB or ABC or 123, of course they didn't do it. So then you're sitting there arguing, then they close the room and kick everybody out. Okay, whatever. So on Outbreak server, which is a fan server, there's a lot of people that, you know, they get to play all day every day, which is cool. That's awesome. So they'll lock their rooms, that's fine. But obviously, you know, there aren't as many people playing today as there were back then. You know, back then all you had to do was buy the game, have the console, and, you know, if you wanted to get the hard drive, that was it. There was no charge for the online service. Obviously you needed online at home. But you know, today there is a difficulty, there's a huge, I guess you could say, not learning curve, but a entry barrier. You know, it's gonna have to be emulated, and right there, you know, there's a trick right there. A lot of people don't have, you know, their old PS2s lying around, or for that reason maybe they probably never even had a PS2, right? So now they gotta either put in the work to get it running on software, or they gotta, you know, dust off the old, you know, the old painless, the old fat PHAT PS2, and hope that they have the stuff needed, right? Like the game, not the game track, the action replay, all that shit. Plus it needs to be the Japanese game, and you know, if you have the game, that's fine. You know, if you could read Japanese, that's even better. I can't read it. So I had to patch it, which means you gotta get it, you gotta rip it, you gotta patch it, and you know, all that crap, right? So of course that means there are far less people playing. I've seen threads of people trying like 2 weeks to get online, and they finally managed to do it. Obviously everybody's setup is different, so that's, again, that's totally fine. But I mean, again, if back in the day, so for example on Outbreak server, the most people I've seen online in a day is 75, maybe 78 people playing, and that's awesome. But you know, it's pretty slim, maybe 50 people play a night, and that's, I mean, again, that's awesome. But you know, it takes longer for you to find a game if you don't have buddies that are willing to play with you, like people that you actually know. So for example, I conned a few of my buddies to play with me back in the day. They got it running, it worked, we played the few games we could, but they were awesome, right? But now if I jump in solo on Outbreak, you could set a timer limit before, you know, if the timer runs out in the lobby, the game starts. So if you're there by yourself, you know, you're playing solo, you're fucked. So you could do 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 minutes. So I set it to 30. Usually in order for me to get into a game, that timer is about to run out. I cancel the room, reopen it, set it to 30 again, and maybe within 10 minutes, people start joining. And then, you know, you play your first game, you have fun, and then everybody's like, oh dude, what's next? You know, let's keep playing. All right, cool. So then you could, you know, get a session there, but you already lost half an hour, almost 45 minutes, just waiting for people to join. So I was telling my buddy, like, Conan, to help me, I was like, dude, if we get this working, let's see if we could figure out how to let people drop in, even if the game is going. Now, again, I would bet that could be done, but you know, maybe that's breaking the game apart, messing with some of the code, or injecting something into it. Oh, sorry, I just took a huge drink of water. It's funny, every time I speak into the mic, like, damn, man, I'm, like, dying of thirst. I feel like I'm in the fucking desert. So, you know, obviously that is possible, right? I mean, anything is possible in software. The only thing is, you know, what needs to be changed and how do you change it and how do you bring it back into the game? Because it would be cool. I told my buddy, if we could do that, like, you know, drop in co-op, and if that works, then you could probably bring in new maps into the game, because Outbreak is spread across two discs, right? Outbreak and Outbreak File 2, each game has 5 maps. So that's 10 levels total. Now, when they announced it, they said they were gonna do, I think, 30, 32, 37 maps. Of course, they got scrapped. The game sold decent the first time. They released the other 5. It sold less because, dude, in Europe, you couldn't even play online, even though the game said online ready. And man, that sucks, dude. That's the reason I bought it, right? But I was lucky. I'm in the States, so it was working right out of the box. But if there was a way where you could, you know, bring in new maps, and the difference between Outbreak 1 and 2 is, for example, in Outbreak 2, you could walk while aiming and walk while attacking. You can't do that on Outbreak 1. And you have like an extra attack move or whatever. So it would be cool if, for example, I told my buddy, it would be great if, you know, we get the server working, they could log into my forum as well, of course. And if we could show people online, and even there, if once you could see people online, like on Outbreak server, it's just a dump of like Outbreak 1, everybody online, Outbreak 2 as well, right? But it would be cool if we could separate it by rooms, like 4 by 4 by 4. So even if those slots are empty, it'll say empty, but it'll be, you know, 4 slots, and it'll say the name of the game, whatever they called it. If they called it my Super Resident Evil game, all right, whatever those players' names are, filling up the slots, then a jump, then the name of the next room, so on and so forth, right? Like, that would be cool. That'd be one thing that we would do different that I think would be great. And then, you know, again, jump in. If a game is going, maybe they could give you a password, you could jump into it. It would load you, maybe if we could do something there where the game would load you into an area that nobody's there. I don't know, something like that, right? That could work. Or maybe you're like in a, because Outbreak has a few like lockers you could hide in or stuff like that. Maybe, you know, you pop out of one of those, right? And then, because if you could do maps, there are a few screenshots of like maybe 10 or 15 maps that they were working on. Dude, you know, my buddies and me, you know, we're 3D artists, we could figure that shit out. It would be cool to make those levels. But for that, we would have to make a map editor, which again is possible. I'm not sure if people out there have heard of Doom Builder. So Doom Builder, basically, if you have the original Doom, it reads the assets and you load up this engine, well, this map builder, and you drag and drop enemies, objects, tiles, you lay down some rude geometry and you run it and it reads your game and it works, right? So obviously, you know, doing something like that as well, that would be super cool. And, you know, we would curate the maps, because that's one thing, right? You don't want 100 maps and only 5 are good and the rest suck. And maybe, you know, you could do like, you know, on the forum, you could do like open community, like, hey guys, here's a map, let's work on it together. Maybe you don't know how to 3D model, but you know how to concept art. Okay, let's do some concept art. And, you know, have those people help test maps out. And then once maps are ready, you could maybe log into the site of the forum, download this patch, the Goblin 6 patch, whatever, and then you patch your ISO, and then has everything ready to go, the new maps, maybe new costumes, whatever. So stuff, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it could be done, right? But just how do you do it? And the other thing as well, you know, events, for example, in Christmas, make it snow. One thing that would be super cool is if wherever you're playing, if somehow you could plug something in on our end, on the server end, where it could read the weather, right? So if it's raining in your part of the world, or even better, keep it easier, in my part of the world, right? It would read the weather. Okay, it's rainy day, so it's raining while you're playing. If, you know, it's December, November, or January, oh, if it's snowing here, it's snowing in your Outbreak. You know, that would be cool. And also, you know, a lot of people do, what is it, like Halloween, right? Drop in some jack-o'-lanterns. That'd be cool. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do there. And for example, one server that I've been keeping an eye on besides the Outbreak server is, well, the Metal Gear servers, but there's also a Final Fantasy XI server called Nozomi. So this one's really, well, it's not weird, but for example, this guy, he knows his shit. He actually runs the server straight out of his house, like on a rack, like on a blade server, whatever you call them. So like, dude actually has like pro gear for it. I'm not sure. I mean, it's a PlayStation 2 era game, so I'm not sure how many resources it needs. And there's usually like 800, 1,000 players on at a night. You know, that's cool. That's a lot of numbers. But this guy, he's really good at updates. So if something's broken, he'll fix it. And for a game like an MMO, that's a lot of shit. Like, maybe there's an enemy that will kill you with one hit. Oh, well, that's fucked up. Well, he'll go in there, fix it. And there's no on the site. And he does do like the event thing, but actually like the Christmas trees are still in there if you log in today, July 2020. So that's pretty funny. But he's also good at releasing like YouTube videos, like, hey guys, here's the latest update, we did this, we did that. And it's actually cool because he's in the game at the same time, people huddle around him. Dude has the greatest lumberjack beard I've ever seen, and he's drinking Guinness while he's talking about updates. So, you know, stuff like that is cool. But for example, like on an Outbreak server, which is the thing I tried to do but couldn't get it to work, you know, stuff like that, like, hey guys, there's a Halloween event all of October, there's hidden jack-o'-lanterns, whatever, and if you find them, we could do something like on the site where you would show that player's name, stats, and what character they used. And that's another thing too that would be great to do, because for example, when you start a map on Outbreak, if you choose one of the default 8 characters, they have their renders. But if you choose one of the 40 or 30 plus NPC skins that are out there, they should just show up like a white shadow. Like, no, dude, we could get up in there, pose them, do some renders, and, you know, a little touch up on Photoshop and, you know, make them look cool, you know, stuff like that. Like, quality of life improvements to the game. Again, that would be cool, but dude, I tried it for 3 weeks straight, couldn't get it to work. Tried on 2 different computers, bought a computer for it. What else? I hit up the forum. It's been over a month. My post is the last one, like, hey guys, I'm stuck here. Any ideas? I'm sure I'm doing something wrong. Dead silence. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I'm not hating. You know, people, I'm sure people are trying it. But yeah, for now, like, oh, fuck, dude, I gotta tap out because, you know, I can't figure it out. But hopefully, you know, in the future, the only thing I need is for someone to release a Raspberry Pi image of the server ready to go, where the only thing I need to do is input the IP address for my server, and then it would work, right? And then I could figure out the whole user customization or user database or like stats and how to integrate that into the forum. So that would be cool. But yeah, man, I mean, we tried it. I mean, my man Geth, you know, he's been asking me about it, but it's really just typing in commands into the terminal. But always at that one point where I have to check the PS2 section, it just craps out, like Apache doesn't run again, or there's a dependency I can't download, and, you know, it's something stupid, right? But again, I'm sure it's on my end. So we'll keep trying. I mean, we'll wait on it. I guess for now, you know, I'll use that Pi for, you know, streaming or porn or streaming porn, you know, whatever. But I am going to put it to work because, you know, I bought it and I don't like having stuff just thrown away, right? Or maybe I'll use it as a fourth monitor for Twitch. I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure it out. But that was, you know, that's the cool thing about games. Like, for example, right now a lot of people are trying to figure out, like, hey, how do we keep cartridges archived, right? How do we save games from disk rot? What if every copy of Snatcher rots and nobody could ever play that game again, right? So, you know, this is cool in that regard, where like it's a game that, you know, was online, people enjoyed it, there's an audience for it, and some dudes, you know, they could work that black magic and get it online, and you know, they do it because they want to, they do it out of the love, you know, hosting it from home, using their own connection, whatever. I mean, these are old games, so that was one thing. I assumed that it wouldn't take up as much resources, and apparently like leaving a Raspberry Pi up plugged in all day every day for a year costs like anywhere from 15 US to like $5 depending on your area. So dude, that's, hell yeah dude, that's extremely affordable, right? And one thing I wanted to do was, once we got this rolling, copy that image, and whenever I go on vacation, because I leave the country, have like my buddy host it from his place, so the server won't be down. Just like, hey guys, we're oh shit, we're enabling server 2, this will be the new IP address, that's it, right? So it won't go down, because that's the thing, like I hate when sites are broken. Or for example, there's a SOCOM site that I used to check out a lot. It was called The Real SOCOM. The Twitter's still up, but if you go to the link in their Twitter profile, it's what is it 505 or 500 server error, like it doesn't exist anymore. So it's like, oh, I hate broken links. So you know, in this case, if I got the server up and running, somebody jumps into play and there's no announcement that, hey guys, it's gonna be offline for a bit, chill out, I'll let you guys know when it's online, you know, that's something that I would not let happen. Like, that would suck. I hate that. But you know, hopefully somebody could hook up that image, and you know, we'll try it again. But you know, in the meantime, damn, here's wishing that it could happen soon. So cool guys, so that was it for tonight. Almost half an hour, not bad. I actually wasn't gonna record. I mean, I wanted to, but it's late. It's 12:30 a.m. now. I'll do a quick cut of this and listen to it, and then do the renders for Friday. Right now, now it is Thursday a.m. So yeah guys, so you know, every 2 weeks we'll be here, and that's why I didn't want to miss today, so I could have it up on time. And yeah, well, we'll see what we talk about next time. This was probably a bit too nerdy, but hey man, it's, you know, it's cool shit that I think should be shared, so we'll figure it out. So right dude, so that's it for tonight. If you're indoors, you know, keep it going. If you're outdoors, stay safe. And cool guys, I'll see you guys next episode. All right dudes, take it easy.